Welcome to Legislative Report with Representative Steve Mensah of Lancaster County. And Representative Mensah, this week, Governor Tom Wolf vetoed House Bill 805. That was a bill referred to as the Protecting Excellent Teachers Act that would have ended the practice of seniority-based layoffs and instead require teacher performance to guide furlough and reinstatement decisions. Your thoughts on the governor's veto of that bill?
Well, my good friend Representative Bloom and Representative Ahmet were very instrumental in that bill, and it was a disappointment that the governor decided to veto that bill. It simply meant that when there was a teacher layoff, that not just seniority would dictate whether a teacher was laid off or not. And it was put in place to make the educational institution more competitive and make it equally beneficial for a good teacher as well as a not just one that had been there for a long time. So it's a disappointment, but, you know, we'll move forward, and I'm sure that issue will be revisited in the future.
You signed a letter along with 96 other state lawmakers. It was a letter to President Barack Obama in response to his administration's recent letter threatening to pull federal funding and seeking legal action against public schools that prohibit transgender students from using bathroom and locker room facilities based on gender identity. What prompted you to be one of those signers of that letter?
Well, Greg, I thought that was an overreach by the federal government. First of all, I think a lot of those things ought to be dealt with at the local level, where we can be sensitive to discrimination at the local level. I don't think anyone intends to be discriminatory, but in this particular case, you can't take away the liberties from one group, meaning the young parents and students who might find that very comfortable, and give them to another group. And so, you know, I felt that along with the 95 other members of the House, that, you know, we needed to bring that to the president's attention, and I certainly hope he'll reconsider that. Holding the school districts hostage to that practice, I just don't think is necessary at this point.
You're going to be having a salute to veterans coming up here soon. Tell us the date, the location, and all the details regarding that.
Oh, it's going to be another great event. This is the ninth year for the Salute to Veterans. It was started by my predecessor, John Baer, and I've continued to practice. And we get a big crowd out to Clipper Stadium, and that's going to happen the Friday before Memorial Day, the 27th of May. And we've got the New Holland Band. We've got the Pipe Band. We've got all kinds of entertainment before the ball game. And then the veterans will get a chance to watch a good old ball game. Tickets are complimentary. They also get some food vouchers, and it's all because we get 11 sponsors from the community that provide the funding for this, and it's just a great night.
If there's some veterans that might be listening to this program, they might say, "Hey, that sounds like a great way to spend an evening." Can they still get information and details?
They can get information and details, although this year we've gone through all the tickets we have. So what the office is doing is taking names and addresses, and as people cancel, towards the getting closer to the event, then we'll call them up and make those tickets available to them. So sure, they can just call my office at 626-1776.
Representative Steve Mensah, thank you for being with us once again on another Legislative Report.